from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Shine is off for one more day, getting in some last-minute summer vacation time. I will be off tomorrow. Curtis, you're off Friday. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then are you gone all next week?
I'll be back after tomorrow on the Tuesday following Labor Day.
Okay. Wow.
Well-deserved vacation.
Yep. Working 6 days a week here. Haven't taken time off except for my son's birthday, Father of the Year, and I'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Just a warning. Do not count on the weather forecast in Curtis's absence.
Yeah.
You can't rely on it. We have no actual meteorologists when Curtis is not here on this program.
I take all of the equipment with me.
Okay. Is this a chance for Jackson to step up?
Because I know just do the weather. I mean, I think Shine can handle it.
When Curtis is out,
Jackson will probably get a lead in Curtis's absence. I would assume.
I love when Jackson does a lead.
I know you do.
Because it makes the lack of energy you put into yours seem better.
No, my lead was pretty good. No, I just love hearing his different takes on the world.
They're always very personal.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah, there's no like, you know, not really a, you know, there is a sports theme here and there, but it is, sometimes it's good advice.
Yeah.
Right.
Helping you out.
Or a conundrum with a mother-in-law.
Curtis, Game Dog, 888, and John in the car in the Twitch chat say definitely well deserved, and please take more time, maybe a couple months.
My two stenographers, thank you. Every day, 4 hours, listening and reacting to everything I say, wondering why I have a job when their behavior is actually why.
Gretchen Foyer coming up at 10. And tomorrow, in my absence, the Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow on this show. Red Sox hanging in there.
Yep.
With a win last night, and they really do need to win this series. So, yes.
And during the break, we were talking about true crime. And Curtis, if you're looking for anything to watch during your well-deserved break, there are two new Lacey Peterson documentaries.
Yes.
One on Netflix, one on
Peacock.
Peacock with the one that Scott is actually speaking in. It's either Hulu or Peacock.
I didn't watch that one, but I watched the true crime story on Netflix.
Very good.
Do you think he's an innocent man sitting in prison?
So there was one that got released in 2020 that I watched. I said, ooh, maybe he didn't do it. After watching the Netflix one, I forgot how much of a dirtbag he was. Yeah. And yeah.
That's why you can't, just because he's a dirtbag doesn't mean he did it.
Explain to me how he went to his girlfriend, while he's married, pregnant, pregnant wife, girlfriend's apartment on December 9th and said that his wife died, and this was his first holiday season without her, and then wife disappears just a few weeks later.
Yeah, that is a little bit suspicious.
Can he tell the future?
I forgot that there was, her hair was found in his boat.
Yes, on the pliers.
Yeah, that's... That's a tough one to explain away.
In the area,
you can't blame that on your trainer and the steroid cream that he's using.
And the lure you said you used was never taken out of the container that you purchased.
Yeah. And where he said he went fishing that day, her body and her unborn son Connor's body was washed up on the shore very close by.
One thing, if we're looking for recommendations on Netflix, the Steve McNair Untold.
Oh, I watched it last night.
Pretty good?
It's excellent.
It's excellent, and... I don't know.
It's called Air McNair or something?
Air McNair. Yeah. And I probably might have just been bombed. I mean, that's most of my life. But I didn't remember all the details surrounding it. And It's the same. So if you like the Netflix, the Florida football, the Johnny Manziel, like those style of documentaries, this is less than an hour.
Didn't the girlfriend shoot him?
Yeah.
Well, spoiler alert. I mean,
it happened, what? I don't know how long ago. It was like 15 years ago.
But what's interesting, Curtis, in addition to obviously the true crime part, because I'm addicted, but is the when you look at the Oilers... Mm-hmm. And then they go deep into the move to Tennessee and Jeff Fisher and how big when it came to Steve McNair and what he did for football and with the Titans, it's awesome. It's worth the hour.
I remember sitting in college watching him play for Alcorn State, watching just like on TV. It was like,
they go into all that.
Yeah. Just watching him, you know, and then obviously, you know, seeing his career and everything. It happened so long ago, but I guess it's probably cool to kind of see maybe what led to the whole shooting him.
It may be the most amazing ending of any Super Bowl when you consider the singular stop by the Rams against the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, has anybody ever asked Jeff Fisher if they would have gone for two? So they were down seven.
Yeah.
There was, what, 1 second left or two seconds left on the clock. I wonder if they would have gone for two.
That was the greatest show on turf Rams as well, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
99.
Yeah, and who was the kid who caught the ball?
Tyson.
I played with him.
Oh, you did?
We were teammates in Carolina together. I don't think so. If they scored, though, then they probably just, you're saying, go for two rather than take it to overtime?
Yeah, because you're playing a team that's probably better than you. So Dyson was on the 38 Super Bowl that lost to the Patriots with the KC kick out of bounds and the Titans team?
Was it 38 or was he
the one you were in?
No, I know that. I'm trying to think. Was he on that team or was it the year before?
Because if he was on those two teams, God, talk about.
Because he ended up getting hurt. He ended up blowing his Achilles out, so. I can't remember if it was the year before the 38 Super Bowl or if it was that year.
All right, back to the news.
And let's go to Florida.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of.
Come to Miami.
Florida.
Florida.
Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
55-year-old guy, Jose Marti Alvarez, has been jailed for impersonating a pizzeria. So this is what he'd do. He'd deliver flyers to different hotels in his area, pretending to be a legit pizza shop called Roman's Pizzeria.
Okay.
But instead of Roman...
I mean, if you're at a hotel visiting Florida...
Yep.
And you see a flyer...
You take it.
And it says Roman's Pizzeria.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a pretty good spot to get a pie.
Yeah. Yep.
I'd be in on it at Roman's. Okay.
But instead of Roman's Pizzeria's number on this flyer, because it's a legit place, if you Google it, you can find it.
Mm-hmm.
It's this guy's phone number.
Okay.
So they would call, place their order. Uh-huh. He would come deliver a pie he made. Customers were then complaining because they were subpar slices.
Right.
We can hear from...
Was he making them
yes.
or buying the slices elsewhere? I think he was buying the slices from somebody else.
Oh, so he only delivered slices?
Yeah, it was subpar slices. The subpar slices make me think that maybe he was...
Maybe he was making them himself, and they were subpar.
Yes.
Were they like English muffin pizzas?
Oh, those are delicious.
Okay, but not you're not paying $25
No, you are not.
Right.
No, you are not.
Okay.
But we can hear from the real owner of Roman's Pizzeria, Jesus Roman.
Bad on cook. Sometimes they said in a box a piece of raw dough, and they just give it to them, and they just by the time they realize that they're gone already. When the manager went to confront him in the parking lot, he tried to get away. He almost hit him.
I mean, what was the?
So he was just putting like dough in there or whatever. Because I was gonna say,
or not cooked.
Who's ordering just slices? Like, you know, who's saying, hey.
I mean, did he have the box and everything?
Yeah, like, he definitely had the box, like, but when they opened it, it was like either uncooked dough or, like, you know, he tried, but it wasn't great.
Well, he probably didn't have a lot of time.
Yeah, but maybe he has a dream of opening his own pizza shop.
Yeah, I mean, a pretty good scam, to be honest with you, until people start figuring out that the pizza's not that good.
Yeah.
Yeah, or there's no...
But if it came to you in the hotel in the pizza, the white pizza box...
Yep.
And it said, you've tried all the rest, now try the best.
Yeah.
Then you would just assume that it came from Roma's.
And how many people actually get the box and as soon as they get it, open it up
no
to look
one.
At it? So by the time you realize it, he's already gone.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's under arrest.
Under arrest.
Probably rightly so.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Next up, 27-year-old Eugenio Ernesto Hernandez Garnier boarded an American Airlines flight from Miami to Vegas with his wife, but his appearance shocked some. Mitch has a photo of him. He has a bloodied head with some bandages appearing to fall off on the back. He had just had a hair transplant surgery and then tried to board the flight.
And they kicked him off?
Well, they tried. The American Airlines workers were saying, you know, this could contaminate the other passengers.
Well, yeah, nobody wants to fly on a flight for a couple hours with somebody whose head is bleeding next to you.
But they were also worried about him and his ability to be able to sustain a flight from Miami to Vegas. He and his wife refused to get off the flight. They said, if we can't fly, nobody can. So then they had to be escorted off the flight. The duo was arrested, and they're facing charges of trespassing with a warning and resisting an officer without violence.
Well, how's he supposed to get back from Columbia?
You know, he goes, Miami.
Well, I mean, you go down there and you get your cheap hair plugs.
Oh.
Not everybody can go to the local place.
You think it was done at like in one of those storage places or something?
It was probably cheap down there. You know, it's like women go and get BBLs. You got to get back home somehow.
Preach.
You know, so, you know, maybe you wear a hat or something. You know, I get you got the bandages on.
Yeah.
Did the hair take?
I mean, I hope. It looks very painful.
It's very early. We'd have to ask Foyer.
I want to apologize to you, Greg, and the entire audience. When I said I banged my head on my golf cart, I was actually getting hair plugs.
Interesting spot for you to get. Just that little bump in the middle.
You know, you got to start somewhere.
As long as he had his bandages on, it's fine.
But they needed to bandage the
whole thing. Have you ever thought about it, Curtis?
No.
I mean, it looks so real.
I mean, it is appealing.
It actually
thinking about
does.
Bleeding from my.
It does look real.
Look
it
at
doesn't.
Foyer.
Yes, it
Foyer's
does.
Foyer's got a nice.
Look at Brady.
And Brady's got some good ones. Foyer's got a good, nice set of thick hair now.
Yeah.
Well, I would never. So Foyer has hair plugs?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all what? Hair transplant.
It does look. It looks great, his hair.
Yeah, that's my point.
You never know. You never know with him.
So this is like, you could clearly tell he went down there probably a little bit cheaper. Gets it done. He's only going an in and out trip. Comes back. He's bloodied a little bit, but
he was bloodied a lot.
But he probably had the bandages on.
No, right. they were not covering the top. That was the issue.
Maybe he has to let it breathe.
Oh.
If I gotta sit next to you with your stinky feet out, what the hell's the difference?
Fair point.
Blood?
No. So dirty feet.
No, bodily fluids over dirty feet.
Have you seen the bottom of some people's feet before?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're sitting there putting them up on the back of somebody's chair.
Gross.
I'd rather sit next to somebody with a bloody scalp.
Remember that, Wiggy, when the guy was using his foot to use the TV on JetBlue?
It's disgusting. My gosh. I would rather.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, my. Yeah, it was like a famous viral image.
Yeah.
It was the most disgusting thing I have ever seen.
Yeah. I would much rather sit next to a bloody scalp than dirty feet.
Right.
People are absolute animals.
Have we gone a day without somebody refusing to get off a plane in the last 2 years?
No.
No.
I wouldn't get off a plane either, though. I mean, seriously.
Oh, but well, then you cause like a scene.
I don't give a crap. If you're not kicking me off, I'm trying to get home like everybody else. Guess what? If I can't get home, nobody's getting
home. Oh, my goodness. I'd be like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah. I would be there all day long. And then if I was the person that was, I'd be like, man, get this clown off the plane so we can get out.
Yeah, you're the worst.
I mean, that's isn't that the worst thing, though, to be on an airplane stuck or stuck at an airport where you're just trying to get home? And then now it's like, all right, just let the guy, just leave him on. We'll be fine. We made it through COVID. Let's all just get home in peace.
All right, anything else, Courtney?
Well, an arcade in Austin, Texas posted a voicemail they received from an angered man who called about the place being sexist and not having a woman's bathroom, ooh, assuming women can't be gamers too.
Oh.
The issue, he didn't look hard enough.
Okay.
The place does have a bathroom, okay, and they make sure that women's needs are met. We can hear the voicemail.
Okay.
Hey, listen, I was just wondering, this is a voicemail, right? I'm being recorded. I was just wondering if there's a ladies' room at your establishment. Because I had a friend go there, and she felt so uncomfortable how there's men room, and then there's family room, yet there's no ladies' room. It's not a welcoming environment. And what, are you trying to play off the stereotype that video games are just for men? You realize women are smarter than males? They would completely dominate in video games if they took the time to care. You're pretty for business, you know that? Quit being weirdos at a ladies' room, all right? I'm not playing around.
No. Oh,
it's like I'm not playing around. Well, was the guy trying to impress? He's obviously trying to impress the female gamer,
yes,
and try,
yeah,
to,
oh, yeah,
try to get in with her, but I...
Maybe he like, cares. Maybe he's like Edith.
Like, I always wonder, like, who has the time to go to the effort of leaving a voicemail,
right,
to complain about a place?
A lot of people.
They do?
Have you been to Alamo in the Seaport?
What's Alamo?
I haven't been there yet.
It's a it's a
the
cinema
movie theater, yeah.
Their big thing is no cell phones during a movie.
Okay.
So
I like
they,
that.
I do too. They come once and tell you no, and then if they have to come to you again, they kick you out.
All right.
I love it.
Not
and because there's no like noises, there's no flashes throughout the theater. It's,
yeah,
complete darkness. But they will play a voicemail, you know, in the beginning parts before the movie runs.
Mm-hmm.
Of a customer that called and was pissed about them getting kicked out because they were on their cell phone.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I love it. I'm like,
yeah,
no. And they use it,
yeah,
over and over again.
Yeah.
All right.
But like, who has the time to be like leaving a voice, an angry voicemail complaint?
Some gamer that's trying to get some panties.
Oh, yes,
it's like, hey, I'm coming to your defense.
Yeah, you're right. All right.
Terrible
well,
word.
Courtney, thank you very much. That is the news. And speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending right now.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Sox take one against the Astros behind a Jaren Duran game-winning homer. 6-5 was your final. And Duran talked about the team knowing the importance of this game as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
My bad, I wasn't ready for that. I just saw your text. I'm sorry. I'll have it in 10 seconds.
Jim Abbott would have nailed it. He only has one arm.
Greatest athlete ever.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I did not know. That. See, that's the great thing about Jackson's lead. I had no idea where he was going.
Right? Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can
Jaren,
also.
I would imagine, you know. Not-
Jim Abbott also can change the television on a plane with his foot.
He probably right. could, actually. Are he probably
gonna,
has very
gonna,
skillful feet.
Are we
going
to hear the audio there, Jackson?
My left foot.
Jaren, I would imagine, you know, not all these games are created equal. You had to sense as a group that this was a big-time game, and you really set the tone early.
Yeah, I mean, coming down the stretch like this, all these games are a matter. So, I mean, just setting the tone early, man. We've been grinding, and we've been able to get off to a hot start, you know, and just keeping the pressure on, especially a good team like that. You know, you can't let up on them.
Hurry in and save big on a new Nissan at the Nissan End of Summer Sales Event. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com. Another one in Houston tonight. First pitch, 2:10, with Cooper Criswell getting the start, opposing Justin Verlander. You can hang out with Arcan at 1:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Patriots back at practice today, 1 p.m. start, with Gerard Mayo speaking with media beforehand at 12:30. That's ahead of Sunday's preseason finale with the Commanders. And history was made last night, the first WNBA game ever played at the TD Garden, with the Connecticut Sun defeating the LA Sparks in front of a sold-out crowd.
That's pretty cool.
Very cool.
So now the question would be, should there be a WNBA franchise here in Boston?
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Do you think that they would do a sellout crowd every time?
Not every time, but yeah.
The Garden's empty, you know, most of their season without concerts playing. And those nights are open.
Boston's, we know it's a big tourist place. So I think a lot of people would, you know, say, hey, it's summertime. Let's take in a WNBA game. I think it would do much better here than it would. I bet it's doing in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Christian Fourier did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 60 degrees in Boston. Afternoon high, sunny 73, and just start dancing as much as possible.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.